Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a section dealing with the thought that may come to a person's mind, that concern that may come to a person's mind, a type of an objection, that if there is such a thing as Jahannam in Akhirat, then despite all the pleasures of Jannat, then there is still that concern, that worry, that a person may go through so much of difficulty, so much of hardship, especially if a person considers himself to be a sinner, a person considers himself to be a very, very big sinful person, then this worry and concern will always be there. And sometimes Shaitan puts this thought in the mind that Akhirat is not something to look forward to because of Jahannam. So these ahadith are explaining to us that the mercy and the clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that despite Jahannam being there, this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that it's almost as though He is giving the person an anesthetic. Like a person goes to a dentist and now he wants to do an extraction, then he'll give him anesthetic first, so he'll do that extraction, but it won't be so painful. Or if somebody wants to discipline a child and he needs to give him 6 of the best, he gives him anesthetic first, and then he says, right now I'll give you the 6 of the best. So you're still getting that hiding, but then you're getting it in such a way that it's not so painful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His mercy, as we see these ahadith, that even a sinful person who needs to go to Jahannam for cleansing, may Allah Pak save us all, but despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still makes some type of ease and comfort for that person also. This is the clemency and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that the person is totally ignorant and the person loses complete hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he's so hopeful that he's oblivious about committing gunas and the harm and the pain of Jahannam. No, it should never be like that. But for a sinful person, there's hope, and there's so much of hope because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that one tear shed in the repentance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient to forgive a person's whole life of sin. So therefore a person should never lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these ahadith also are increasing our hope that if this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to do for a person that is doomed for Jahannam, then imagine what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the jannatis. And Abi Sa'id radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amma ahlun nar alladhina hum ahluha فإنهم لا يموتون فيها ولا يحيون ولكن ناس منكم أصابتهم النار بذنوبهم فأماتهم الله تعالى إماتة حتى إذا كانوا فحما أذن بالشفاعة. حضرت أبو سعيد رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, those who are the real inmates of the hellfire of Jahannam, in other words the non-believers, they are the real inmates of Jahannam. They will neither die in it nor live in it. However, there are some from amongst you, in other words the Muslims, who will experience the effects of hellfire on account of their sins. So there will be some from the Muslims also that because of their sins they will be put into Jahannam for this cleansing process. Allah Ta'ala will cause them to die a special type of death until they become like charcoal. So until they become charcoal, He will then permit intercessors to intercede on their behalf. In other words, they will become like this charcoal. They won't even feel that heat also of Jahannam. This is that anesthetic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing from His side. Some scholars say that after being punished up to a certain period, they will die completely. Others say they are likened to the dead in the sense that they will have very little perception. And then in the other hadith we'll see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they again will give them like a life, a new life. Now they'll be completely cleansed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter them into Jannah. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the believers. And Abi Sa'id radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يخلص المؤمنون من النار فيحبسون على قنطرة بين الجنة والنار فيقتص بعضهم من بعض مظالم كانت بينهم في الدنيا حتى إذا هذبوا ونقوا أذن لهم في دخول الجنة. This hadith is teaching us something very important. We got anything outstanding, we owing anybody anything, we did anybody down in any way, we hurt anybody in any way, try and sort it out now in the dunya. Don't delay it. Immediately sort it out. This hadith is showing us how serious it is to have things that are outstanding. Even if it's something that we owing a person, or even if we hurt somebody in some way, try and clear it up in this world. Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after some believers are released from Jahannam, they will be stopped on a bridge between Jannat and Jahannam. So there will be a bridge between Jannat and Jahannam. So after these people now are released from Jahannam, going towards Jannat, they will be stopped at the bridge. The dues which they owed to each other in the world will be fulfilled until they are completely cleansed and purified. Now that we demanded that you owed me this and you owed me that, now this will have to be fulfilled at that point, at that checkpoint, at that stop. So therefore a person will try and clear everything up in this dunya. They will then be given permission to enter Jannah. Imagine how anxious a person will be to enter Jannah. But at that time a person will be stopped to fulfill all the things that are outstanding. We'll do this one last hadith which covers up, it sort of sums up this experience that a person will have when he is in Akhirat, and as far as those that are gone to Jahannam, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter them into Jannah. It's a little bit of a long hadith. Inshallah it won't take too long. Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu narrates in a lengthy hadith that Rasulullah said, that after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described how people will cross the Pul Sirat, he said, I take an oath in the name of that being in whose control is my life. When the Muslims are released from Jahannam, then if anyone has any claim in this world, he too will not demand its fulfillment as much as how Muslims will demand it from Allah Ta'ala for their fellow Muslims. What this hadith is explaining is that a person has got some demand from a person. Somebody is owing him. And you can think of the person that is the most difficult collector, most difficult debt collector. Even the hardest debt collector won't be as hard as how Muslims will now, alhamdulillah, on the day of Qiyamah, they will demand that their brothers that are in Jahannam, oh Allah, you release them, you free them. The worst, so the strongest and the hardest debt collector in this world also can't be as hard as a Muslim will be demanding, oh Allah, please release these people from Jahannam. So when the Muslims are released from Jahannam, then if anyone has any claim in this world, he too will not demand its fulfillment as much as how Muslims will demand it from Allah Ta'ala. For the fellow Muslims who are still in Jahannam, they will say, oh Allah, they used to observe fast with us, perform salah and perform hajj. Allah Ta'ala will say, take out whomever you know. Their faces will not have the slightest trace of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala will give it to me. Go and take out whoever you want from there. So one thing we learn from here is the benefit of staying in good company. The benefit of staying in good company is that these people will remember us for whatever little that we may have done. They will say, but this person used to fast with me, used to perform salah with me, this person went to hajj with me, and I know this person. Then on that day also they will make shafarish, they will try and intercede for a person. Allah Ta'ala will say, take out whomever you want, their faces will not have the slightest trace of Jahannam. They will take out a large number of people. They will then say, oh Allah, there is no one left from those whom you asked us to remove. In other words, we removed all those people whom we knew. However, there are still some believers in it. Allah Ta'ala will say, go back and remove anyone whom you find having iman equal to dinar in his heart. So you tell Allah Pak, all those people we knew, we took them out, but we know that there's still some believers in Jahannam. So Allah Pak will say, go back and take out those people. So they will go and they'll take out those people having iman equal to the dinar in his heart. They will go back and take out a large number of people. Allah Ta'ala will say, go back and remove anyone whom you find having iman equal to half a dinar in his heart. So Allah Ta'ala will send his people, go back. Now when they're going also, they're not feeling any heat of Jahannam. This is just the mercy of Allah allowing them to take these people out of Jahannam. Now this is the mercy. Allah Ta'ala is sending them back. They go take out more people. They will go back and take out a large number of people. Allah Ta'ala will say, go back and remove anyone whom you find having iman equal to an atom's weight in his heart. They will go back and take out a large number of people. They will say, oh Allah, we did not leave behind any believer. Now look at the mercy of Allah. So these people said, now we took out every believer from Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala will say, Allah Pak will say, the angels have interceded. The angels have interceded. The prophets have interceded. The believers have interceded. Now there is no one left apart from the most merciful Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will take a handful from the hellfire, from Jahannam, and remove it. People who had never done any good and who had now been reduced to coal, Allah Ta'ala will then immerse them in a river which will be at the entrance of Jannat. It is known as the river of life. They will emerge fresh and spanking new. From it just a seed emerges, just as a seed emerges from the straw and debris of a flood. After a flood, you'll see the seeds and you'll see the small sprouts coming up. How they sprout up, like that these people will sprout out fresh, new. They will emerge glitzing like pearls with special marks on their necks. Imagine, these are the last people to come out of Jahannam. They will come out like this. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will emerge like pearls with special marks on their necks. The dwellers of Jannat will say, these are the ones who were released by the most merciful. He admitted them into paradise without having done any good action and without having sent forth any good for the year after. It will be said to them, for you is also what you saw, and the like of it with it. Who are these people that will be removed last from Jahannam? It is possible that they were believers, but their iman was so weak and of such a low level that it could not be identified by any prophet or any wali of Allah. Allah Ta'ala will have knowledge of it, while no one else will be able to identify it. He will therefore remove them from Jahannam. If this explanation is taken, then the word khair in this hadith will mean that they do not have iman. They do not have iman which is worthy of being counted as iman. So they do not have any iman that was worthy of being counted of iman. But still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them out. Here we realize what is the value of iman. Such a great thing. Such a great thing in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that He allows us to live with iman, to die with iman, and He raises up on the day of Qiyamah with iman. So the moral and the lesson that we learn from all this is that a believer never loses hope. Despite even going to Jahannam also, then also the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. The person has been told so much about the blessings of Jannah, there's so much to learn, yearn for as far as Akhirat is concerned. So how can a Muslim ever lose hope? A Muslim should never ever lose hope. He should always be positive and always be desirous for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.